Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to be on the Lord's side and be in His army. How about you? Let's pretend that we are in His army in this next song by Marching. As we sing, I'm in the Lord's army.
I'm too young to march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I'm too young to cry o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. I'm in the Lord's army. Shoot the artillery. I'm too young to fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
The next song we're going to sing is called Oh, I Am So Thankful for a Kitty Cat, for my Father Strong, and for the Bible True. You can imagine you're petting a kitty cat when we sing Kitty Cat. You can point to your dad or a picture of your dad when we sing Father Strong. And you can open up your hands like you're opening up the Bible when we sing Bible. Let's sing together.
Oh, I am so thankful as can be. For I have a kitty cat that Jesus made for me.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. How did Elisha's servant feel when surrounded by enemy soldiers?
Afraid.
He was so afraid. Question number two. What did Elisha ask God to do to help his servant feel brave?
Make them blind.
Yes, he prayed for them to be blind, but for his servant, he prayed that God would open up his eyes and so they could see something around them. Do you remember what he prayed he would see?
Angels.
So he could see all the angels protecting them. Question number three. How did Elisha treat the enemy soldiers when he captured them? Was he mean to them or very kind?
With kindness.
Yes, he treated them with kindness. He fed them and then sent them home. Nice job today. Our lesson today is army ants. Proverbs 6:6.
Go to the ant, use logos, consider his ways, and be wise.
Have you ever seen an anthill?
No.
An anthill is a little pile of sand with a hole on the top. Most kinds of ants live in ant holes, but there is one kind of ant that doesn't. It is the army ant. Army ants like to always be moving. Army ants march all day like an army. Can you march? If you're able to stand up right now, you can march your feet up and down. Step, 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 step. Some types of army ants like to march in a line. Some types march in rows, but they all march. What do you think about ants?
They work all day.
They do. Do you like ants?
No, because they bite me.
Oh, some of them do bite. Would you want ants crawling on you?
No.
There are thousands and thousands of army ants in one group. The number is too big to count, but there's hundreds of thousands all in one group. Army ants are very hard workers. Each ant has a job to do. The most important army ant is the queen. She's the one who lays all the eggs. Some of the ants carry the baby ants that are too young to march. Some ants gather all the food they can find. Then there are soldier ants. Do you know what they do? They protect the queen ant. Just like in God's family, we all have a job to do. And when we do a job, whether it's putting away our toys, or throwing away trash, or helping unload the dishwasher, whatever your mommy asks you to do, we can do it to our very best ability as Jesus' special helpers. Army ants eat just about anything that gets in their way. That could be chickens, bugs, spiders, and snakes. They all become food for the army ants. They march through houses, over trees, across fields, just about anywhere. What would you do if army ants were coming towards you?
That would be bad.
What would you do?
I would run away.
I would too. I'd join you. When animals hear army ants coming, they are very afraid and they try to get away. In our story this week, people were afraid when they saw a big enemy army coming. The good news is that Jesus has an army too, and guess whose army is stronger? Jesus' army is much stronger. A very strong army of angels. And Jesus' army of angels will keep us safe and protect us. How do you feel when you remember that you have a guardian angel watching over you when you're afraid?
I feel safe.
I feel so much better. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Psalms 91:15. I will be with him in trouble. Now let's sing it in a scripture song.
I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalms 91:15. I will be with him in trouble, in trouble. Trouble, I will be with him in trouble. Psalms 91:15.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's close our eyes, fold our hands, and close our mouths as we have prayer together. Heavenly Father, thank you that we don't have to be afraid. And if we ever do feel afraid, help us remember that your army is so much stronger and that you are on our side to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us for our closing song today called My Angel, a piece from Thy Word Creation. Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.